Akmal Eddin Ehsanoglu, the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, made the keynote speech at the dinner at the U.S. Congress and stressed the need to energize interfaith dialogue.
So what we need really to have a more comprehensive framework, which I call we need historic reconciliation between Islam and Christianity, Islam and West.
Ehsanoglu called upon representatives of all faiths to have an agenda for their interfaith dialogue to transform misconceptions to mutual respect. The first Muslim U.S. Congressman, Democrat Keith Ellison of Minnesota, agreed. He said the cultural diversity in the United States should encourage more interfaith dialogue.
All people of all colors, all cultures, and all faiths need to come together to talk about points of difference so we can discover how we are unified.
The primate of the Greek Orthodox Church in America shared with the multi-faith crowd his vision of mutual respect as a basis for a successful interfaith dialogue, Archbishop Dimitrios.
If it's genuine, honest, and proper, we'll offer the real data. Many of misunderstandings have to do with lack of knowledge. You fight against something you don't know. If you know, you might change your opinion and stop fighting and become friends.
Rabbi Joshua Haberman emphasized how interreligious dialogue could help spread love and discourage stereotyping. Haberman is the chairman of the Foundation for Jewish Studies in suburban Washington.
We have to learn and know each other, and we should not only take our lessons from headlines of scandal and hate and conflict. The media overemphasize the dark side of human nature. We have to understand that they're loving people, helping one another even across lines of faith.
The interfaith iftar concluded with an artistic flavor to reflect the unity of human souls through a traditional Sufi music performance. Mohammed Shinawi, VOA News.